Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? It's Randy's Kansas City and it's on your radio. If it's going on in town, he'll tell you where to go. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? From Westport to downtown, the crossroads to midtown, whatever's going on, you know he knows. From the plaza to North Town, he's gonna take you all around. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know?
You know, maybe it should be called Jim's Kansas City because, Jim, you've built most of Kansas City, I think. Jim Reif is with us again, developer Jim Reif, and Woodland Trails community that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And his wife, Michelle, is here. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Michelle is at least, and I'm going to say one half of the equation here, Jim. It might be more than that.
Are we talking
about a small part.
Yeah. Are we talking about pounds or brain power?
No, we're talking about brain power. We're talking. Listen, Michelle is the now you're a realtor, and now you've been in real estate for how long? About as long as Jim's been building houses, huh?
Well, we've been building homes for 30 years. 33 yeah. years.
33 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. And all over the place too. You know, we kind of ran down Jim's list of communities when we first started talking about this. And everywhere, Leawood, Hallbrook, Loch Lloyd. How many homes in Loch Lloyd did you build?
I think three.
Three? Were you out there when Loch Lloyd first started?
Yes, I was. Matter of fact, that's how I got involved with the architect I have from Colorado that comes up with a lot of these unique ideas.
Yeah. I started out there, and I bought an annual membership to the Loch Lloyd Golf Course when it was first opened. And the clubhouse, which is now some colossal building, did you build a clubhouse, by the way?
No, but Jim Vandervoorst designed it.
Did he really? Your architect.
Right.
Well, so you remember what the clubhouse was? It was just a single wide trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Vandervoorst designed.
No. No, but it was funny because they used to sell fireworks out of the parking lot at Loch Lloyd. And a lot of the golfers kind of got their nose in a snit over that. You know, you get a parking lot selling fireworks. Hey, buy some fireworks. Calm down. Anyway, you did Loch Lloyd. You did how many houses in Hallbrook?
Three.
So, I mean, we're talking some, not just custom stuff, but excellent quality custom stuff that people look to. And that's what you're doing at Woodland Trails now. And if you guys have not been to that website, you should go and check out. You can also go back on the website and listen to previous shows where we're taking you step by step through the home building process. But if you go to woodland-trails.com, then you can see what's going on. Excellent footage, some drone footage. You get the aerial view and just some good stuff. So, hey, in the past few weeks, you know, we've been talking about the step-by-step process, selecting the floor plan, getting your amenities in order, finding out what you want in a home before you even start. And let's kind of take us through some of this, Jim, and we're going to talk about some design stuff this week as well. But some of these floor plans, give us an example of what's out there and some of the differences there.
Well, typically people are considering a two-story, a story and a half, or a reverse.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand a reverse is really the same as a story and a half, which you have the master on the main level and all the other bedrooms on another level. On the reverse, they're down in the lower level, and a story and a half, they're on the upper level.
And so is one any better than the other, or is it all about kind of what you like and how you want to live?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the children. So
yeah, right.
If you have young children, typically you like to have your bedroom on the same bedroom as them in case they have a problem or they get scared at night, things like that. So they'll want a two-story. Story and a half, the kids become teenagers, you want them on a different level.
Right.
Also, there's a lot of differences between those designs. So a two-story, since you have all the bedrooms above the main living area, you know, you kind of go up and you at night you live on the upper level and during the day you live on the lower level. You end up with flat ceilings on the first floor because there's rooms above you. Because second floor is less expensive than first floor to build, oftentimes you end up with a large master suite with a two-story. So, and that gives you also a place to get away from the kids.
Right, right. Well, or if you're like in our family where you think the kids are gone, but then they're back all of a sudden. So, you know, you got to kind of plan for that too, I guess. But what is it, Michelle, when you talk to your clients, what do they look for in a home? Like some of the first things that they want?
Well, they're looking for something that feels open nowadays.
Right. Yep.
And Jim was talking about two-story plans. There are a lot of cool things that are going on with design now, even with the traditional two-story. Oftentimes now you'll find the laundry room on the upper floor that you're not dragging your laundry up and down the stairs.
Right.
So they're, you know, the master suite he talked about being larger. Oftentimes mom and dad will have a sitting area, an office off the master suite.
Right.
And now some of our designs out at Woodland Trails even have the laundry room that you can go right from the laundry room into the master bedroom. And so they're integrating those spaces. So people are looking for that, an integration of spaces and rooms that are rooms defined by architectural features rather
right.
than walls.
Right.
So that's what I see people looking for, and they want to walk in and have that open feel. Also, you know, coming out of the recession, before we went into the recession,
right.
the home decor was real heavy. It's kind of Tuscany,
right.
you know, and it's like we emerged from the recession and people want to cast off all that excess.
Right.
And so the designs now are really fresh.
Get rid of the stuff we don't need.
Yeah, they're real fresh, right. clean. We kind of have moved away from heavy golds and beiges, and now people are looking for cooler colors like, you know, grays and some of the fresher colors. So there has been a lot of change, a lot of transformation in the home market.
That's a good point too, Michelle. You know, you're talking about people that may not have built a home ever, or maybe they built a home 20 years ago. So many different things now to look at, and you just don't realize until you walk into to some of these model homes, which you can do at Woodland Trails, or just check out some of the homes on the website at woodland-trails.com. But, you know, you mentioned like home interior. Do you remember that home interior stuff? My mom, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. She thought that was the deal. I mean, I remember when we first got married, I would get this awful looking home interior stuff from her every Christmas.
Right.
And she was just so, hey, Randy, make sure you put that up where everybody right. can see it.
Yeah. Right. So, So we have whole warehouses full of model home furniture that we've been trying to cast off onto our kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah, really?
Yeah. And you're talking about home plans. You know, that reminds me, like, oh, there's a lot of empty nesters out there now
yep.
looking for homes, and they want to downsize.
Yep.
And they always say, we want to downsize. And but what they really mean is we just don't want to take care of all that square footage anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
So they're looking for something just as nice or nicer than what they have, but they want it to be leaner, and they like to have their masters on the main floor.
Yep.
So we've seen at Woodland Trails a real takeoff on our ranch plans and our reverse ranch plans. Very popular.
You can't find ranches anymore, just about. I mean,
well,
really.
They're out there. There's kind of a resurgence going on
yeah.
with ranch plans.
What about a mud room? You know, when you live in a rural community like Woodland Trails, we've always had what we called a mud room, you know, where you could go in your boots, take the boots off, and then, you know, you don't mess up the rest of the house. Do you ever hear about those?
Well, we don't really call them mud rooms anymore.
All right.
But unless you live on property.
Yeah, right.
But there are those spaces, usually off the garage. A lot of them have built-ins for the kids to drop their boots, hang up their coats.
Right.
People think about those things more. When you custom build a home, you can do that. You can, you know, you can design a space where the mail is dropped so it doesn't all end up on the kitchen island.
Well, you know, and you mentioned the laundry too. I mean, the laundry, the chutes now. Are they still building a lot of those kind of things?
You don't really see that because people are really putting their laundry rooms in the spaces where they need them. So that's why I say we're seeing laundry
yeah.
rooms on the second floor if that's where the bedrooms are. Sometimes we'll see a second laundry room even in the master closet, which has maybe a miniature washer and dryer. So, you know, when you custom build a home, you can really think through all those things and
right.
think how you live and design that home exactly the way you want it.
And you're thinking, why didn't we do this before?
Right, why, right.
Oh, yeah.
And we have builders who have a myriad of plans. I mean, they're great at sitting down with people and just kind of picking their brain and finding out, you know, hey, I've got a plan that's close to what you want, and I've got another one that has these other features you want.
Right.
Let's take something of both of those and put them together, build you exactly what you want.
Well, and that's what's so great about Woodland Trails, too. You got it all out there. You got the builders, you've got the developer, you've got the realtors, the designer. I mean, you've got it all in one place.
We do. We have the whole package. And, you know, we very carefully chosen the best professionals in the field. So our realtor team out there, I mean, they're all extremely seasoned, not only in home buying, but in new home construction.
We're going to talk to some of them coming up in the next segment and find out a little bit about design as well. And we're going to find out how to take that next step in building your home. Check out woodland-trails.com. We'll be right back on Randy Miller's Kansas City here on KCMO.